This is an all-day sitting on March 29th, 2014 in Springwater. One question that did come up before this talk, one wondering. Was about sitting itself, quiet sitting, and specifically sitting for longer periods of time, like an all-day sitting or a 3 or 5 or 7 day retreat or longer. And the questioning or the wondering was, why do it? Why come together on a Saturday in a busy life? For many people, come some distance. On a gray day with uncertain weather. It sounds like a question we can look at together, each of us bringing different expectations or no expectations, probably very few of us with no expectations, if any, with memories or memories of things that we've read, heard, things that people have promised or indicated that might come from quiet sitting. But what first comes to mind is that it's just that the quiet is so eloquent, so easily speaks for itself, that it's really sufficient. Again, sitting this morning in the room, a lot of people coming for the first time, or for the second time, third time, maybe for the millionth time, to some kind of sitting group or room, but sitting together quietly, and it really was quiet. And letting the energy gather in that quiet, in that being together. That I wonder if we underestimate our capacity our natural tendency toward stillness. That this may not be something that can be taught in so many words. But it's something that we can experiment with. Just an image of a young horse, a young colt, And somehow, very early on, they struggle a little bit at first, but they get up on those spindly legs with their big bodies. So maybe this is a neglected aspect, an ability that we share with each other, with the earth, the hills, the sky. To be at ease. Most of the time, and I think most of the people I've talked with here through the years, most of the time we struggle, strive, we're in motion, trying to get through the list, or somebody else's list, the work schedule. Where we have to get to, where we have to take someone else, a child, a parent, social obligations. It's really wonderful to be able to take a little time out, or a lot of time out, and to see what happens. Again, there may be expectations that if I sit long enough, I'll overcome all my problems, or I'll see something, a great spiritual or religious truth. But we start, and I say end where we are. And maybe begin to discover that expectations are not real. That they're thoughts and imaginings. And maybe this, the greatest thing about taking these moments to sit quietly and to be with other people who are interested in this is to begin to get a taste for not moving away, being here, we call it. Sometimes it's easier to say things in the negative way, not running away, not fighting with what's actually going on. And discovering that that's not something that's confined to quiet sitting. Discovering as attentiveness or attention, awareness gathers, discovering that most of the time there's kind of a desire or sometimes an irritation, a dissatisfaction with what's going on right now. Maybe even in this talk, I wish you would talk about something more interesting or something more inspiring. Read from the great masters of something. And maybe there's some, I don't know where it comes from, but human prejudice with our against our current situation, whatever it is, that it could be enhanced, changed. So it's very radical. To be here. And yet, as I said before, I have a strong sense that it's very natural. Only radical because we tend to kind of go along in a groove. A groove of thinking. Usually a groove of thinking about myself. And it's not said critically. It's just discoverable. Myself and those I identify with or against. My situation, and maybe sometimes broadening a little bit. But even when I think of the world, of politics, the environment, global warming, climate change. There's still something, and a lot of people preface what they're saying, that this is scary. So there's something that's taking it personally, that's worried. That wants things to be right. And again, I'm being careful and slow with this, because it's not, again, not as anything critical, but just to discover that I want things to be right so that I'll be okay. So that is the groove that was referred to. The groove of struggling to make things right. To adjust. To correct, to improve. And often, In our daily situations, our daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, there's a lot that really is hard, that feels hard. There's loss, struggle. There's fear, anger, grief. And a flow of thoughts around that, emotions, maybe if we're aware, if we're awake, noticing that the body is joining in, struggling. And the last thing in the world what feels very unnatural would be to stay with that. If that's what's going on, I don't want any part of it. So show me a meditation a retreat, a way of sitting, something to do when I'm sitting, to clean up the mess. To get the hard parts at least bearable, softened. So somebody's saying, is it possible even to meet the difficult stuff? The tears, sometimes it's commingled. One woman last week, we had a group meeting. Talking about loss. And she was pregnant. And she said her father had died 5 years ago of cancer. And she hadn't felt that much sadness. But now, pregnant, she was filled with anger because her father wouldn't be there to be the grandfather that she'd pictured for her son. I suppose, I don't know, that there are techniques, ways to at least temporarily put the lid on, to smooth over, cover over the rawness of emotion or difficult thoughts. But what's been discovered here, I use again the word capacity, that there's a capacity that's much deeper, stronger, more profound than we realize, to just be with. And the woman who was reporting the anger didn't sound angry. It was just kind of, wow, look at that. Look at that, see it. And no need to feel embarrassed because it feels a certain way. And yet no need to hang on. Or if there is a feeling like, I have to hang on to this, my grief, or my self-righteous anger, to wonder why. What is that feeding? What's going on here? Am I becoming something in this? The sufferer? So that there's no bottleneck, no jam up. And yet no running away. A free and easy quality with what's seemed to be difficult, impossible. I don't want. I don't like. And maybe listening to that to that constant commentary. I like this, I don't like that. I want this, I don't want that. In this weightless, unweighted way, just words. And this kind of listening, there's room for the the feel of the air, the wetness of the ground, walking this morning, during the break time, going down the muddy driveway, piles of muddy snow on the side. Here and there, a little green something at the edge of the road. The creek flowing rapidly underneath under the road, through the big culvert, the big pipe. Going up the hill on the opposite side and then turning around and coming back and noticing that the water flowing through the pipe was going underneath a big jam up of ice and snow and dirt. Flowing freely. Probably flowing freely all winter, underneath the piles and piles of ice, which aren't separate from the water. The clean, fresh, free-flowing water, the dirty, compacted snow. We really can't even say one becomes the other. At the moment, just ice, snow, mud, water, and nothing constant. Nothing that's not changing, breaking apart, loosening, free flowing. So perhaps coming to a place like this, sitting quietly, we begin to notice that what was so tight, so intractable, so certain, begins to melt, does melt, probably don't even notice it. Happens on its own. There's a forgetting to struggle and a wonder at this capacity for quiet, that perhaps we are this quiet. We only think ourselves apart. we're possessed of too great a burden, too great a sorrow, too much pressure. But when thought loses its conviction, in the light of seeing, breaks apart, and there's space for everything. For spring bird, for thoughts, for emotions, cool air, flowing water and frozen water, clarity and murk, when this need to constantly correct make things better or avoid something difficult relaxes. Who knows? That's the great thing. We could make all kinds of promises. We could project where we're going. But the beauty of this work is we don't know. And what we know is all coming from memory, from thought. It's a repetition of what's been. And I don't know, we simply don't know. And that allows for something fresh. For a spring bulb to open, and for a shoot to come above the ground, through the mud. For the water to flow freely. For things to unfold, to flower. By themselves. So maybe we don't know why we come to a retreat, to a sitting on the deepest level. Always can make thoughts up, reasons. But it's also possible to let all of that go. And to simply listen. To feel the energy gathering in the listening. In the shared listening. We'll end the talk here.